It's envisioned as a kind of Works Progress Administration version 2.0, sending students into Phoenix to try to organize an arts and design core. Stephen Tepper, dean of the Herberger Institute for Design and the Arts at ASU, is behind the idea. The Institute's graduate program in the School of Art has been in the Warehouse District south of downtown for about a year. Tepper wants to see what would happen if 1,000 students were sent into the world to use their artistic ability and creativity to make things happen for the city and region.
In the U.S., we've been talking about, you know, arts leaders have often evoked the idea of an arts corps, but no one's been able to do it because it's a kind of a scale thing. I mean, who actually, other than the Herberger Institute, has this kind of size of talented, creative young people, and even more importantly, the mission to do it. So, what kind of projects? I mean, they're not going to be a broad spectrum of projects. So, it's not a public art corps. Some of the students and student teams will be working on public art projects that could include murals, but they could also include planning a local festival or doing public performances. We're trying to create an initiative that really embraces all art forms and gives them a chance to interject their talents in a meaningful way in our community.
What do you think the community gets out of this?
You know, I think Phoenix is really on a threshold of some rapid growth of downtown living and downtown activity. We know historically and looking across the country that artists are often at the front line of reactivating downtown spaces. Young artists make things happen. They create a scene. They have ideas and they're willing to do whatever it takes to see those ideas in action. So for them, they'll live where the space is less expensive. They'll create pop-up galleries. They will support one another. And so in that early stage of trying to kickstart a cultural scene, that density of artists is really important. So what we see is 1,000 young artists absolutely bringing energy, bringing street life, and bringing ideas to the city.
One of the concerns that people often talk about as far as artists going into a place and sort of making it cool and hip again is that eventually the artists get priced out of that area because they've made it so cool and hip that other people want to come in and can afford to pay more for apartments or office space or anything like that. So in your mind, is there a balance of sort of bringing that kind of vitality to that part of Phoenix, but at the same time maybe not making it so vital that the artists themselves can't afford to continue to stay there?
Yeah, so that's a perennial problem in cities across the country. And I think the nice thing that we have going here is that we can learn from the mistakes of others. And there are smart housing policies that can be put in place to protect against that. And, you know, for the Design and Arts Corps, we're talking about college students who will be living in dorms downtown. So for them, getting priced out is not as much an issue, but to the extent that they are a catalyst for this larger cultural revitalization downtown, I think the city needs to really consider what are the policy options to prevent that from happening.
In your mind, what do your students get out of a project like this?
Yeah, so it's critical for the students. You know, I've spent the last 10 years tracking what happens to art and design students when they graduate from schools across the country, and we've looked at the pathways of about 100,000 design and arts graduates, and they do so many things in the world with their arts training. Many of them work as professional artists at some point in their lives, but they do all kinds of other things. They work in social service organizations, they go into health, they go into business, they start their own companies. So I think it's really critical that any art and design education helps students know what it means to be an artist in the world, to have to negotiate with community partners, with other collaborators, to try to realize their ideas in a practical setting, not just in the studio and on the stage.
Stephen Tepper is dean of the Herberger Institute for Design and the Arts at ASU. Stephen, thank you so much.
Great. It's been great being here, Mark, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.